Superintendent Alan Siebert told the commission that SOL tests measure overall achievement, but not how much each student's knowledge has grown since the class began, as required by federal law. Siebert said a consensus is emerging to move away from SOL scorekeeping to focus on growth and gains.
When most of us in this room were in school, it was about sit and get. And that was the old method of instruction, because that was when teachers were broadcasters. You just spoke into the camera or the microphone, and when you were done, you were done. Now we are designers of opportunity, and we're helping children succeed, and that design has to be different for every single child that we're working with. We're giving them descriptive feedback throughout the class period. Different purposes need different tools.
SOL-type academic progress is 40% of a Virginia teacher's evaluation, but Salem schools also use tests that measure individual student gains against baseline data, then use those metrics to tailor instruction and assess teacher effectiveness. Teachers also have incentive opportunities where they earn points and bonuses as they meet specific goals. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.